Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Pei Gimel, Baba Metzia 83a, pagination 165. Starting at the bottom of the page, Hasocher Es HaPoalim, the new Perek. A person hired workers. Va'omer Lohem, and he told them, Lahashkim u'laha'ariv, I intended you to come extra early and to stay extra late. And as we see in Halacha Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, the reason that his words are not going to be accepted are because Kevan Shlohisne Kein B'Sha'a Shesachron, because he didn't mention this extra condition at the time that he hired them. So we see that what's going on over here is that after the Schirus, let's say the first day of work, they already hired, they signed the contract, they made a kinyan, they decided what they're doing. And then he says, why did you come in late? What do you mean late? I expected you here at 4 in the morning, but you didn't tell me that. Makom shanoagu shalo lahashkem v'shalo lahariv. If the custom is not to be excessively early as he's describing, or excessively staying late the way he's describing, in Arasha Lekofon, he cannot force them. They already made an agreement which is binding according to the Minig Hamedina, according to the normal local custom. At one point, local custom was 9 to 5. So then that's what's understood in that industry with whatever benefits are customary in that industry, if it includes a lunch break, if it includes whatever it includes, benefits, vacation time, whatever the terms of that type of worker are going to be applicable unless a specific modification was made at the time of engagement. Makom shenoagu lazun yazun. If the custom is that you provide food for the worker, then you have to. Hakol kimineg hamedina. Everything is according to the rules of the local custom. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Masab Rabbi Yechanan ben Masya. There was a story with Rabbi Yechanan ben Masya. Sha'om alivno, he told his son, Tzei sechor lanu poalim, go hire workers for us. Halachu pasak lehem mizonos, and part of the agreement was that he agreed, he promised that he was going to give them food. Apparently that wasn't required. What he was saying was more than what was normally understood. When he told his father what he did, his father told him, Bini, my son, afilu mata osalem kesuda shlomo b'shaito, even if you give them like a meal of Shlomo at his time of royalty, lo yatsas yedecho vascha imohen, you would not have fulfilled your obligation. Shem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, their children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they are royalty. If you promise them food, you got to give them what's befitting. Ela ad shelo yaschilu b'malacha, before they begin, so that the agreement will be binding. Say ve'emor lohem, go tell them, amanash she'en lochem alaya lepas v'kidnes bilvad, that your only claim on me is the simplest of meals. And like this, if you give them more, you'll be considered generous. But the other way, you're always going to be delinquent. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer lo hayatzorech lomar, hakol kaminig hamedina, you don't have to worry about all this. It's based on Minhag HaMedina and what Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya was worried about is not lahalacha. Regular meal would be acceptable. This phrase is worthy of contemplation though. Bini, my son, even if you give them the most royal of meals, you didn't fulfill your obligation because they're children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they are royalty. So, in Choshen Mishpat, we don't rule like that. Because what you give them, you're taking away from the boss. So you have to balance, and we follow Minhag HaMedina. But this beautiful argument is something that a person could have the attitude in tefillah when you're talking to Hashem, that he should be abundantly benevolent to the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because they're royalty, and they should be treated as royalty. And such a perspective of benevolence is something you could use, l'mi shehakol shelo, when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where everything is His, and giving more to somebody is not going to take away anything from anyone. Now, this concept of HaKol Keminig HaMedina, that the terms are binding unless they were modified, has many applications and is certainly far more reaching than the simple example which the Mishnah gave as a paradigm to come early to work or stay late after work. One of the intriguing considerations is mentioned by the Pischei Choshen in Perek Zayin of Schirus, Sifkotin Yud Zayin, where he mentions that nowadays there are all kinds of benefits that are associated with employment. We mentioned vacation time, there's disability, there's social security. There are different things that happen if a person is employed. And he considers the possibility of a case where the boss chooses not to report the work that's being done, or doesn't report part, I should say, the wages that are being given. He's not reporting. So, just as an aside, he could very well be in total violation of law. That could be, but that doesn't change. If he's doing it, we still have to deal with what he's doing. It could be in other cases, what he's doing is not against the law per se. He's reporting somebody as a 1099 instead of a W-2. There may be cases where there's a choice. It's possible. Speak to an accountant. But the fact is that if the minig is one way, based on the law or based on what is customary for this type of worker with this type of engagement, and he is reporting it in a lesser fashion so that he's not paying the Social Security tax, for example, that's incumbent on the employer, or however it's for disability insurance, he's not paying it. So nigra mizuchuyos hapoel, the worker is losing out. So he says, if the worker agreed to this approach, so they might both be wrong according to law, but he agreed. We can't really step in and claim more money from the boss because he's wronging the employee if the employee agreed. But in balabayas asakein mibli yediyas hapoel, if the boss did it without the knowledge of the worker, either because he didn't know, he didn't realize the numbers that were being processed, or he's a starting worker and he just doesn't understand how the system works and what he's entitled to according to the normal custom of this type of work, it would seem that indeed the boss would have to make good on any loss that he caused the worker by deviating from local custom. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.